With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Summoned from across the world, top U.S. military brass, generals, and admirals gathered at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. They're hearing from Secretary of War Hegseth, who called the conference. Hegseth heralding a new direction for the American military establishment.
Welcome to the War Department, because the era of the Department of Defense is over.
And the military brass will hear from the commander-in-chief, President Trump. Some Democrats are complaining about the cost of the meeting. They say it could have been held virtually instead. The future of the president's 20-point Gaza peace plan rests with Hamas. Israel has accepted the blueprint, as have at least eight Arab states. Calls for the immediate release of all hostages along with a ceasefire. Thomas Sanford, the man behind Sunday's deadly church shooting in Michigan, apparently harbored a simmering rage. It boiled over with tragic results.
Officials say Sanford was a 40-year-old former Marine sergeant who served in Iraq. Chris Johns, a council candidate in Burton, told MLive.com he met Sanford while introducing himself to voters last week. Johns says that Sanford was pleasant at first, but then turned the conversation to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and became unhinged. Johns says he became increasingly uncomfortable as Sanford told him he had lived in Utah and repeatedly described Mormons as the Antichrist. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt also told Fox News that based on her conversations with FBI Director Kash Patel, federal investigators believe this was an individual who hated people of the Mormon faith. I'm Jennifer King.
Currently a tropical storm, forecasters say Imelda could strengthen into a hurricane today off Florida's Atlantic coast. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 65 points. This is SRN News. A lot of people are talking about the trans issue lately, especially about the young man arrested for the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Utah's Governor Cox made clear in his statement the alleged killer's roommate, quote, was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female, end quote.
Dr. Albert Mohler, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says the mainstream media has tried to stay far away from that part of the story.
That's exactly what happened with the shooter who killed and injured children at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis. It happened in the horrifying 2023 mass shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville. It is insanity to argue that the transgender identity has nothing to do with these crimes. The pattern is now undeniable.
Dr. Mohler says it would be false to accuse all transgender persons of being tempted toward any such crimes, but he adds it would be similarly foolish to say, pattern? What pattern? I don't see a pattern. This is SRN News. A group of former national park superintendents is calling on the Trump administration to close the parks to visitors in the event of a government shutdown at midnight.
40 former park superintendents sent a letter to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum that past shutdowns, in which parks remained open, led to vandalism of iconic symbols, destroyed wildlife habitat, and endangered visitors. Democratic Governor Jared Polis of Colorado on Friday urged federal officials to keep national parks open and staffed or create some mechanism for the state to help make that happen. But the former superintendent said poorly staffed parks are a danger to the public and to the parks themselves. During a 35-day government shutdown during President Donald Trump's first term in office, many national parks stayed open. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Google's YouTube has agreed to pay $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit by President Trump stemming from his 2021 account suspension. More details, SRNNews.com.